We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Chof Ches Amud Aleph, and we are starting on top of the Amud. In the Mishnah, it told us different things you're allowed to clear out from your storehouse, and it said that certain foods are muksa and certain are not muksa. The foods that were muksa, it said in the Mishnah, was tevel, that means you have tefuah, you have grain that they didn't take off truma and meiser, and you have meiser rishon that didn't have, meiser rishon is a thing that belongs to a levi. Shloim not trumas, they didn't take off truma to give to the kohen, and veloyas the meiser sheni behek shloim niftu. You have meiser sheni and hekdesh, which are osir. Meiser sheni is osir to eat out of your shalayim, and hekdesh is osir to eat it because it belongs to hekdesh, and you were impited. Those are also all things that are muksa. So La Gemara will elaborate a little bit on that. Sok the Gemara on top of the Amud. It said the Mishnah of Aloya Sa Tevel. You can't move Tevel because it's Muksa. Faith Gemara Kasha, Pshita, it's Pashit. You can't eat it, so it's Muksa. Lo Tzricha, but Tevel, Tovel, Midrabanon, Shazori, Ba'atza, Shayanakav. The Chiddush is that even though it's not Tevel de Araisa, it's Tevel de Rabanon, because it grew in a flower pot that did not have a hole. And if plants that grow in a flower pot or grains that grow in a flower pot without a hole are not chayv midraisa, only midrabanan. You would think that's not enough tevel to make a muksa. Kamashlon, yeah, it's still muksa. That's the chiddush of our mishnah. Loi ma'isa rishon. It said in our mishnah that ma'isa rishon that belongs to the levi, he didn't take off truma. So the chiddush is, so that the halacha is it's muksa. The question is, it's pashut the tevel. Pshita. The case here was that the Levi picked up his Maisa Rishon before the owner took off Chuma. And of course the Levi himself took off Chuma's Maisa, but the owner hadn't taken off Chuma yet. And we had a Gemara before that said that it depends when the Levi went to get his Maisa Rishon. If he got it when it was still before they piled it up, before they finished the harvesting, so then he doesn't have to take Chuma. But if it's afterwards, he has to take off Chuma. So the Gemara will say that's the case over here. The Levi picked up his Meiser Rishon after they made piles ready. They took off Meiser, but they didn't take off Chuma Gedayla. That the Levi's potter, like a papa asked the Abaye, the Pasuk says, they don't take Chumas, you only take Chumas Meiser from Meiser, not Chuma Gedayla from Meiser. So you would think like that, Kasha, Kamash, Lanka, Shon, Le'abaye. Like Abaye answered, no, the Pasuk called Truma teaches us that if it already got to the stage that was finished off, already was piled up as grain, the halach is that even the Levi will be mechuyev to take over Truma that the owner did not take. Lo yitz ma'isa sheni. Mishnah says, Lo yitz ma'isa sheni and hektosh that were not redeemed, those things are also to use in the muksa. Pshita, they weren't redeemed. They have to be rotish lime or they belong to hektosh. They redeemed it, but they didn't redeem it properly. What's the case of Ma'aser? They redeemed it without redeeming it properly. Ma'aser shepadu agavi asimon. They transferred the kedusha onto asimon, which is a type of coin that doesn't have a tzura. And the special xeris akosov that the coins used to be paid the ma'aser sheni has to have a tzura. The chwana omav etzarta kesef biyadecha davos yesh beitzura. The matbeya has to have a tzura on it. But you can't transfer it onto a coin that does not have a tzura. What's the case? Hektish that was not redeemed properly. Hektish shechilo agave karkar. The Rachmana Omer v'nosan akesav ekomlei. But hektish they will mechal it onto karka, not money. And the Torah says v'nosan akesav ekomlei. You have to redeem it onto money and not onto property. So here the Mishnah talking about cases where Ma'aser Sheni and hektish you're not redeeming properly. The chiddush is that those things are muksa, because it doesn't work. It does not work. The pidyon does not work. It said by the Mishnah, v'loya saluf. Luf is a type of bean that we learned in the Mishnah that also, since it's not edible, so therefore it's not, you can't eat it, then it's muksa, you can't transport it. Loya saluf, loya sacharadav. Shemagamil is matav a luf, because arvim eat it. That's what it said in our Mishnah. So to Gemara, Torah bottom tatlum is a chatzav. You could metaltal a plant called a chatzav. Rashi says this is a type of plant, type of grass, that the roots go very deep, and Yeshua used it to make the tchumim near to Yisrael. So you let it metaltal is chatzav, b'neshu maichel etzviyim, because deer eat it, b'sacharadol, b'neshu maichel yoinim. You let it move, it's not muksa, mustard. Why is it not muksa? Because doves eat it, yoinim eat it. Pieces of glass are also mutter metalta. Why? Replace with Michael and Emais. They're Michael for ostriches. They like that. Omri Abnasin, Elamiata, Chavilis Myris, Hitaltlu, Reshu Michael Lapilim. Ishimitaltl, Chavilis Myris, that you didn't set aside for food, just down branches, you'd be able to metaltl. You know why? Because elephants like it. So, my answer, Shemila answers, no, Emais Shrichi, Pilin Shrichi. Ostriches, you know, that you can find them once in a while, but an elephant, they're not Shrichi. Omar Meimar, so Meimar says this whole din that Shivri Shuchis are not muksa because I can feed it to an ostrich, it's only if, but who the Islay Neimus? Only if he has ostriches, that's why it's not muksa. Omar Ravashi, if that's true, that means that the case of elephants are the same case in Emois. And if Emois, you have it, so Pilim also have it. Ravash Lameimar, Elder Kalar Mnasa Shagamil Chavilas Merzit Hatal Beneshu Michael Apilim, he Islay Pilim, if he has elephants, I'm my loy, so why? Why can't you metaltal it? We're contrasting Ne'imos with Pilim. So if the case is you have these ostriches, so then you have the Pilim also, you have the elephants also. So why is the Shmuel Mil tying it back? Hello, it must be Royu, Hachanami Royu. Of course, don't worry, you don't have it. It's Royu for ostriches. And that's what Shmuel Mil is tying, that since it's more Shriach to have an ostrich than an elephant, therefore it's not Muksa. Omar Abayim. Rav Shimon Amiel, Rav Shimon, Rav Yishmael, Rav Akiva. These four Tanoim, Kulu Svilu, Kol Yisrael B'nei Malachim. They're all Kol Yisrael B'nei Malachim. Rav Shimon Amiel, Hod Amaron. Rav Shimon Amiel we're just talking about now is saying that these things are not Muksa. Why not? Because the Royu for Nimois, the Royu for Arvim, like we have in our Mishnah. He said Chardl was a Muksa because Royu for Arvim. And Taisa speaks out, even Chardl and Life, both are Mutta for Rav Shimon Amiel. What's the reason? We don't have Arvim. Teretz is, since Malachim, princes, princely people have these exotic animals. Therefore, it makes us also, we also, it's not Muksvasi also, because Kol Bnei Yisrael Malachim Heim. Even kings don't have elephants, that's why that's not enough. But the other type of animals, since they have it, therefore, it's not Muksa, because Kol Bnei Yisrael Malachim Heim. So, Shemil HaDamar, that's our Mishnah. What's Rav Shimon? Rav Shimon we had earlier in the Masechta, Rav Shimon, the Tanan. B'nei Malachim, Sochin, Agav, Makaseim, Shemen, Vered, Shekin, Darko, Shemen, Malachim, Lachs, B'chol. We're talking about there, smearing oil on yourself. So it says that regular oil you let her smear yourself on Shabbos, because that you do on the weekday, it's no Echacha that it's for Refuah. It doesn't look like it's Refuah. It doesn't look like it's healing. You're trying to put on medicine. But rose oil, which was expensive, that looks like you are healing yourself as a problem on Shabbos. But it says in the Mishnah that B'nai Malachim then Mutter. Why? Because they always put on this type of oil. And Rav Shimon Oymer, that Mishnah, Kol Yisrael B'nai Malachim. All Yisrael will use rose oil because Kol B'nai Yisrael Malachim. So we already have two Tanayim, Shimon Gamil and Rav Shimon both hold Kol B'nai Yisrael B'nai Malachim. Rav Yishma Rav Akiva, the Tanayim, Tanayim Braisa, Harei Yisrael 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 Elef Mana, someone who owed 1,000 Mana. V'lovish Itzlovas Kof Mana. And he was wearing a suit that was worth 100 Mana. He was wearing a $1,000 suit. Mafshita Maisai, we take it off him. We give him a different suit. We give him a regular suit. And we not in a regular Marshall suit, not a fancy $1,000 suit. Then we say, pay up your chayv. You don't have to be wearing a $1,000 suit. That's what the Tanakam holds. Tana Mishim Rabbi Shmuel, Tana Mishim Rabbi Kiva, call Yisrael Ruulai Tisla. Every person in Klai Yisrael is a prince, and he could wear a $1,000 suit, and you let him, just like by every chayv, you don't take his clothing off his back, so you leave him have a suit. It's a fancy suit. No, Kol Bnei Yisrael Malachim. So these four tonight will hold Kol Bnei Yisrael Malachim. It happens to be, we don't pass in Halach Lamais, we don't pass in Kol Bnei Yisrael Malachim. In Halach Lamais, we don't pass in like that. Zog the Gemara Vayit, it said in our Mishnah, Chavilei Kash, Chavilei Eitzim, straw bundles of straw, bundles of twigs, and bundles of Radim, a different type of a branch, Imaskinu L'maychel Behema, if you set aside Maychel Behema, Talthel Moisai, Malav Ehema Talthel Moisai. And Rashi explains, because these things are really made for firewood. So if you leave it as it is, it's also as muksa, but if you set it aside for Maichel Behema, it's not muksa. Stan Rabbanon, Chavile Kash, Chavile Eitz Bichul Ezradim, these bundles of straw and bundles of wood. If Miskinel Maichel Behema, if you set it aside for Maichel Behema, Metalt Moisa, then you can metalt it because Maichel Behema, Mlav, Ein Metalt Moisa, you cannot be metalt it. Rav Shimon Gamil Eimer, even if you Masakel Maichel Behema, it can't be a huge bundle. Has to be Chavile Matolim Beyad Achas Mutal Tatlam. Bishtei Adayim, a strict bundle, Oslo Tatlam. You can't move that on Shabbos because it's too big of a bundle, and it's als tircha. It's also als tircha. That's what Shemuel says, like Rashi explains, it's als tircha. Zok the brisa vayte, different type of spices and different type of plants. Chavile si'o, which the Gemara later on will say is a type of mint, ezoiva, a type of hyssop, or crinus. So these things are stoma actually for Michael Behema. So achnisan la'etzim e mistakim v'shabbos. If you put aside for firewood, you can't stop it. L'maichel Behema mistakim v'shabbos. If you set aside Michael Behema, you can use it on Shabbos. And Tosfos speaks out that the stoma is it's Michael Behema. And Tosfos speaks out, ha'chkama, ha'stoma nase kemisha achnisan l'maichel Behema. That if in a case where it was not set aside for firewood, then the stoma is it's set aside for Michael Behema. And it says further in the Braisa, v'koytem biyad v'oichel, uvad shlo yikdem v'kli. You could crack these pieces by hand, and you could eat it, uvad shlo yikdem v'kli. But you can't cut it with a kli, because it's a shayla of teichen. Umoylo v'oichel, uvad shlo yimlo v'kli harbe, the Rav Yehuda. And besides, the ones that have little seeds in it, you let a v'moylo them, that means like, put them between your fingers to let the seeds come out, but you can't do it with a kli and a lat, because that's darachol, the Rabbi Huda, your problem of dosh. First of all, you can't be moilal regularly with a kli at all. You can only use the rosh yetz b'yisov, do your tops of your fingers to get it out. You can't use a kli at all. And even then, you can't do a lat. And this is a shayla of dosh, you can't do dosh. The dish of dosh is any time you're doing dosh, the way they do it in the fields, which means they do a lot at a time, that's also al dosh. So that's what the Chacham say. Well, Shleim of Lachim, you're the Harvey, there's your voice, Bechel. Vechem ba amita, the plant called amita, vechem pigam, the plant called pigam, vechem shami, tavam, all of the spices. My amita, what is amita? So tomorrow, Nina, it's mint. That's mint. Siyom Rav Yehuda, Tzasri, which Rashi says also might be a type of a mint. Rashi says Tupchotim, either it's Shadriya or Foliel, which is a type of mint. Ezav is a Vrasa, type of hyssop. Kroinus is Karnisa, Shema. Vahuda Amaloa, Man Baya, Karnisa, Vistaka Khashi, he found a different cool Khashi. Ella Siyo is Tzasri, type of mint. Ezav Avrasa, and Kornisa is Khashi. We don't know exactly what these things are, but like upon him, these are these different plants. These plants are really slated stoma for Maicha Behema. But if you put aside for firewood, then it's mukso because it's put aside for eitzim. Zok the Gemara Vaita, and this is going back to the halachas of mukso. Till now it's not halachas of mukso, we're going back to human foods that are shayla of mukso. Zok the Gemara, itma. Basar meliach is mutter l'talta v'shabbos. Salted meat. We're talking about meat that was raw, but they salted it a very long time until it became like a dry salami, even though it's raw, but the salt gives it a certain amount of cooking, and you can eat it, and therefore it's mutar talta b'shabbos, it's not muksa. Basa tafel, on the other hand, basa tafel, which pasuk b'shabbos means raw meat. Rav Huna mutar talta, Rav Huna is mutar talta on Shabbos. Rav Chisdoma also talta, the can't be talta on Shabbos. Why Rav Huna mutar talta? So the pshat would be is because it's royal to eat for dogs. They eat raw meat. Ah, you can tell me, Lamaisa, I don't plan on using it for a dog. Okay, that's already Machlokes Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon. If something that's not expected, and Rav Huna sounds like Rav Shimon, it's mutal tatla. Rav Chisdoma also tatla. You can't mutal tatla muksa. That'd be like Rav Yehuda. So the Gemara, Rav Huna mutal tatla. Rav Huna says mutal tatla raw meat because I give it to dogs. Very Gemara Kasha, Rav Huna Talmud of Rav Hava. Rav Huna was a Talmud of Rav. For Rav Rav Yehuda Sviler, Rav held like Rav Yehuda. This day muksa. So the Gemara, I'm thinking more like this. No, muksa la achila sovek Rav Yehuda. The muksa has two isurim always. You can't be metatlet, and you also can't be mishtamish, you can't eat it. You can't have enough from it, you can't eat it. So gabi achila, that agrees to Rav Yehuda. But like muksa la total sovek Rav Shimon, tak also Rav Shimon. So according to Rav Huna, you have a piece of meat that's really made for people, but it's raw meat. Since it's royal for a dog, it's mutter to metatlet on Shabbos. Because we hold like Rav Shimon holds that even if you maksa daite, that's enough to make a muksa. Everything's totally in royu, not royu. And since it's royu for something, it's not muksa. Rav Chista, I'm also tata because he holds like Rav Yehuda and holds it's also as muksa. Frankly, Mar Akasha, but Rav Yitzchak bar Ami ikla be Rav Chista. Rav Yitzchak bar Ami went to Rav Chista's house. Because who by Avza, he saw this stuffed hen that would come a tata lay. Mesham shal tula, he was being and was raw. And he saw him bringing it out from the sun into the shade. He said it was getting ruined. I see something getting ruined. I'm scared this expensive piece of duck will get ruined. So I'm bringing it in. So the kasha is, what do you mean? Rav Chista holds the ostel taltal raw meat. So how can he taltal this bar avza? What's going on here? And for the Gemara, shani bar avza the chazi l'umtza. Don't ask me a kasha from there, because bar avza, even people sometimes when they're raw, they eat it, they suck on it. And since it's roy for people, bar avza is roy for people, therefore it's chaz l'umtza. And it's not a problem of muksa. Rashi Tosfos speaks out, and the kam raya the dam evarim shloi pirish muto, because they didn't salt it. What happened to the dam? So dam that's inside, you wash it off, and whatever's inside is not a problem because chazi l'umtza. But a regular piece of basar is too hard, too tough to eat. Therefore, they don't eat it. But a chicken, a baravza, is a softer meat. People will eat that raw. Tana rabbanan, dog maliach muto l'taltaloi. Dog that's salted is mutal taltla because it's edible for people. Dag tof also taltla. A dog, a fish that's not salted, you can't taltla because it's not royal for anything. Now, who's this going according to? So Rashi's mashma is going according to Rav Yehuda. Because Rashi explains that dog tofel, even though it's royal for klovim, but you don't plan to give it to klovim, therefore it's muksa. But the next part of Mishnah says, Basar, ben tofel, ben beliach, mutal taltla. Basar, sai raw, and sai salty, let him taltla. So what's going on in this price? On one hand, you're saying dag tof also, and basar is mutter. So Tais says two pshatim. So if you learn like Rashi, you're going according to Rav Yehuda, you have to say that basar is royu, the reason why the basar is not muksa, because also a chaya, the choshva animals, chayas, they eat basar, the raw basar. And that is, you're not maksadaita from that. You don't have a lion in your house, or you don't have a chaya in your house. But and therefore it's mutal talta. That's one pshat in Tosfos. The first pshat in Tosfos is going to Rav Shimon. That's why basar tofel is mutter. Why is dog maliach also then? So Tosfos dog tofel ain't. Why is dog tofel? I mean the raw dog. Why is it also tofel? So Tosfos because a raw fish is not even royal klavim. A raw fish is not even royal klavim. That's the other pshat. Two pshat we said in the brayse. Either pshat is going to Rav Shimon holds that anything that's edible for anyone is mutter, even for a dog. And therefore, basar tofel bein tofel bein melich is mutter, dag tofel also talta because it's not royal for dogs. Or it's going according to Rav Yehuda, and basar has a milo because royal lechaya. And we'll see that idea in a second. Tana rabbanan, matatlum is atzama is pesha meichel klavim. Bones, that a human won't eat it. And therefore, lekuliyama, that's mutlum matatlum because it's royal for klavim. For dogs, there's a lot of dogs, stray dogs around, that's what's not muksa. Basar tofel, even for Rav Yehuda, a basar tofuach. Basa that's spoiled, it's also not muksa, shemayachal chaya, because it's royal for chaya. And Tosfos speaks out, and kol b'nei yisrael b'nei malachim, that's the var. I'm going according to Rabbi Yehuda. And Lamai says, royal chaya. Mayim agulim is not muksa, b'nei shi royal lechotol. In those days, if you left mayim empty or open for a few minutes, it was also to eat, because the word is a drink, because the word is snake put its poison in it. It's not muksa because they give it to a cat. And Rashi explains because a cat eats snakes anyway. So not worried about the poison of a snake. Rav Shmuel call atzmon osla l'shoi savinala, leave over anyway my megulim around. A person might drink it. Therefore, don't wait, don't save it for the cat. The minute this happens, you spill out the water. You don't want to save it around because of sakana. And that's what comes out. That's what comes out from the Gemara over here. That a basta fuach as Michael Chaya, and those hold also, our Tosfos speaks out of Chisto holds that basta tafel is also, is because I what happened to give it to the Chayas, even for Yehuda Shavah Heter, he doesn't hold of Kol B'nei Yisrael Malachim. That's what we said explained to Rav Chisto of Amin Aleph that said it was also tafel, basta tafel.